Good morning and welcome again to When Heaven Speaks. This is Pastor Zach, and this is the podcast where the volume of the world is silenced and the voice of God is amplified. I want you to get ready for your purpose to be unlocked, identity restored, and destiny revealed. We're going to dive deep into the truth that heaven is not silent about your life. And yes, you, my brother, you, my sister, you were created with intention, wrapped in glory and chosen for impact. Let's hear what heaven has to say today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly before your throne, needing more than just words, but a word from heaven. We silence every lie that says we're forgotten or gone too far. Speak peace to every mind battling anxiety, identity crisis, or burnout. Speak clarity where there is confusion. Remind every listener today that their purpose is not canceled. Lord, for those who are wrestling in the valley of depression or drowning in performance pressure, breathe them on them, each of them, fresh wind. Renew their strength. Revive their joy. Resurrect buried dreams. Today, as heaven speaks, awaken destiny, stir hope, and may your voice be louder than or fear in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you agree with this prayer today? Say amen. On today's episode, we're going to deal with the topic, when I don't know my purpose, I still have purpose. When you don't know your purpose, you still have purpose. Can you say that after me? I have purpose. All right. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this: we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. See, my brothers and sisters, you have been created by God. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. God intended for you to be here this very moment to hear this word, that he may speak to your destiny, that even through my voice, something will be activated in your life. That's what I'm believing today. I'm going to give you 3 points about purpose here. Point one, confusion is not your calling. Just because you don't know how yet doesn't mean you don't know who called you. Joseph had a vivid dream at age 17. He dreamed about sheaves bowing, stars aligning. But then something happened. We call it life. Life happens to everyone. Life happened to Joseph. He got sold into slavery, falsely accused, and he was in prison. Now, we be real today, that does not look like purpose. How in the world can God get any glory out of this? I'm reminded what Romans 8:18 says, for the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Somebody who's listening today, you feel like Joseph, far away from destiny. But understand, even as if you feel as far away, you still have purpose. That doesn't look like purpose, though. But God was weaving meaning into every moment of Joseph's life. See, this is what happened with purpose. Purpose often feels confusing because it's bigger than you. The dream God gave you is a seed. And we know about seeds. Before we get the fruit, we get seed. But seeds need dark, quiet places to germinate. Your confusion is not your conclusion. I want to say that again. Your confusion is not your conclusion. It's just a cocoon before the clarity. God has you right where you are, preparing you, developing you. I'm reminded of, I'm telling my age now. Back in the day, 80s, 90s, when film used to be developed, you had to take it into a dark room to develop it. My brothers and sisters, some of you may seem like and feel like you're in the darkness, but God said, in the darkness, I am developing you. Here's what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So confusion is not your calling, and confusion is not your conclusion. God has so much more in store for you. Not just that, but point two, Pain can point to purpose. See, Joseph's life, he went through real trauma, rejected by his brothers, forgotten by the cupbearer, alone for many years. Just think, 17, his brothers rejected him and sold him into slavery. As he gets sold, he begins to work in Potiphar's house, connect with other people who are supposed to help him out. What do you do when the people you help don't help you? Joseph still had purpose. He was alone for many years. But in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he declares, "You meant it for my evil, but God used it for good to save many lives." I want to speak that word over your life today, that things were meant for your evil, but God is using it for your good, and it will impact and save many lives. That wasn't just forgiveness. That was revelation that Joseph experienced. See, your pain isn't punishment. Your pain is your preparation. Those who are going through pain right now, God is preparing you for something greater. If it didn't matter, the enemy wouldn't be fighting so hard against it and against you. See, what tried to break you might be what build others up. The tears you cried in secret rewarded someone else's breakthrough. We saw that with our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus' pain on the cross was his path to resurrection power and ours too. So remember, pain can point to purpose. Although Joseph had gone through many pain, many dangers, toils, and shame. Though he went through it, it was getting him in the right place at the right time so that he would be able to, amen, interpret someone's dream. God's going to use your situation to point you into your destiny. But not only that, my third and final point is this. Pain, purpose. Purpose isn't performance. In today's world, likes and applauses confuse us, but God's affirmation often shows up in hidden obedience. He's looking for us to obey him. See, Joseph was faithful in a prison before he had influence in the palace. Can you be faithful where you are before God take you to where he's going to take you? Mary chose stillness over serving, like her sister Martha. And Jesus said she chose the better part. My brothers and sisters, you're not called to hustle your way into your purpose. You're called to walk with the one who authored it. You're not what you do. You are who he says you are. I want you to think about that today. Before Joseph managed Egypt, he managed his emotions. Before David led Israel, he led sheep. What is God testing and trying you with before you get to the greater? Romans 8:18. Let's go back there again. For the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Can you handle the suffering so that you can obtain the glory? Deborah judge Israel while under a palm tree. She wasn't on a stage. She wasn't chasing purpose. She was walking in it. I want you to walk in purpose. If you don't know your purpose on earth, I want you to pray and ask God, "God, show me my purpose." And I want you to declare this with me, that declare, "I will not die confused." Come on, say it. I will not die confused. Say after me, "I will not leave this earth without fulfilling my assignment. I prophesy that my pain is producing power. I declare that my wilderness will lead to a well. I am seen. I am significant. I am sent. Heaven has not changed his mind about me." If you declare that today, I make a challenge to you. I challenge you to say that every day I'm called. I challenge you to say every day I'm chosen. I challenge you for the next 7 days to declare, I am created on purpose, for purpose. My life matters. My voice matters. I still have purpose. Repeat this until it breaks the doubt in your mind and until truth rises. Let us pray. Father, thank you that identity is not tied to confusion, nor is it tied to pain or performance. Thank you that even when we don't feel called, you've already called us. I lift every listener battling feelings of insignificance right now, every listening battling feelings of failure or mental fog. Remind them that their name is still in your book. Remind them that you never cancel purpose, you only complete it. Stir up every dormant gift, God, as we pray this prayer tonight. Today, God, revive every buried dream. Break the chains of people pleasing, depression, and perfectionism. May this week be a week that we step back into divine alignment. May this month of mental health be a month of mental clarity, mental healing, and mental boldness. And Lord, we finally ask you, whisper again, just like you did to Joseph in the pit. I'm still with you, and this is still going somewhere. We say yes to your plans in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks again for tuning in. Remember, when heaven speaks, confusion breaks, identity awakes, and purpose gets unlocked. I'm Pastor Zach. Until the next time, keep walking like you were made for more, because you were made for more. God blessings.